AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. The Supreme Court has weighed in, and at least for now, women seeking the abortion pill mifepristone can get it in many states. But CBS's Tom Foti tells us that could change soon.
The issue's far from resolved, but the Supreme Court is putting a few days' hold on an appellate court decision that would have put some restrictions on the distribution of a widely used abortion pill. Lori Levinson of Loyola Law.
If, in fact, the Supreme Court had not issued this stay, then over this weekend, there would be additional restrictions on women being able to access abortion medication.
Because of a Texas judge first ruling to ban it altogether, then the appellate court ruling not to do that, but to put on the additional restrictions.
A 21-year-old Air National Guardsman was officially charged with violating the Espionage Act for removing and transmitting classified materials. So how did he have access to this top-secret stuff to begin with? Correspondent Catherine Herridge.
Former Secretary of Defense Mark Esper said internal security systems failed.
You can't think of a good reason for a 21-year-old to have access to this information.
No, I cannot think of a compelling reason, and I assume Secretary Austin and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Milley are probably asking those same questions.
He did have a top secret security clearance, though. Security in Japan's being beefed up after someone threw an explosive at a campaign event for Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. U.S. Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry says he's deeply concerned.
He is a personal friend as well as somebody we admire very, very much.
He was unharmed. President Biden just returned from Ireland. He was asked if he accomplished what he wanted to on the trip.
We have more to do in the north. We have more to do to get the government formed. And that, I think we can still do that, and it's important.
Former Vice President Mike Pence addressed the National Rifle Association's annual convention in Indianapolis.
We don't need gun control. We need crime control. We don't need lectures about the liberties of law-abiding citizens. We need solutions to protect our kids.
He didn't have a warm welcome at the convention when he was first introduced. Many in the audience loudly booed him. Well, not an ideal day for a parade, with rain in the forecast for most of the day in Washington, D.C. But the National Cherry Blossom Parade will go on. Actress and D.C. native Lisa Ann Walter from Abbott Elementary's this year's host. The parade is the official wrap-up of cherry blossom season in D.C. So grab an umbrella. It kicks off in less than 2 hours. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
From local town councils to Capitol Hill, agents who are realtors are standing up for what's right. We're here protecting property rights. Here advocating for the issues that affect our neighborhoods. Here championing fair and equitable housing for all. Because we're realtors, bound by a code of ethics, driven to serve our communities. We're here for it all. Here for you. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Family Natural Foods is proud to serve our wonderful hometown. They are a family-run business committed to providing personal guidance to help customers meet their health goals with reference books, natural supplements, and 75 years of experience. You will find organic, local, grass-fed meat, sustainable seafood, gluten and dairy-free products, fair trade coffee and tea, and essential oils. Come visit Family Natural Foods at 910 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids.
Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every Saturday and Sunday morning from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock Central Standard Time. And our purpose for being here is for you. I don't think many people in the country know where disease starts and ends. Well, it starts with a bad diet. We are not getting the right level of vitamins and minerals and other accessory food factors that keep our body healthy. Every bite we take, every parcel of food we swallow, makes a change in the chemistry of our body. Now, I don't think anybody has ever thought of it that way. We think disease comes from some unknown source. We have just been in a bad place at the right time. All because my grandmother had that. It runs in the family. No, it does not run in the family. Only 2% of all disease is caused by genetic factors. It's not caused by grandma and grandpa or anybody else down the line. Our body is a chemical entity, but they're all natural. They're not synthetic. They're not man-made. They're there by nature, by God, by design, to keep us healthy. But we have to maintain that level of healthiness over our lifetime. We can't just eat junk or what we want because we have pleasure or the food gives us pleasure. If that were the case, just eat sugar. I think everybody would be happy. But sugar is toxic. Sugar is a poison. Sugar is responsible. Now, not sugar itself. You can eat sugar, a spoonful of sugar, and you're not going to die. And yeah, you'd have to eat a lot of sugar before you did die. But sugar starts a cascade of chemical steps in the body that create disease. It's the beginning step of many, many steps that cause type 2 diabetes, heart disease, arteriosclerosis, hardening of the arteries, poor circulation, arthritis. And we could go on and on and on and on, because 98% of all of our so-called diseases, which I like to call metabolic disorders, because they are not diseases. If you put sugar in your gas tank, you're going to have a mechanical problem. You caused it if you put sugar in your tank or sand. And somebody would say, you're crazy. And we're crazy for putting sugar in our body, because sugar starts all the cascade of chemical steps in our body to create disease. So make sure every bite you take, you can sin once in a while, of course. When you're having a birthday party for your grandmother or for your child or whatever it be, you can take a slice of cake. Oh, and maybe even top it off with a scoop of ice cream. But that's once in a while. But that is kind of the diet Americans eat today, is a tremendous amount of ultra-processed foods. Not natural foods, not foods produced by nature, but foods that are prepared in a laboratory with a lot of chemicals, a lot of coloring, a lot of dyes, a lot of sugar. Because when they sweeten that food, they're going to have you addicted. You're going to love it. And then if it's easy to make, if it only takes a minute or two in a micro, wow, that's great. I don't have the slave in the kitchen. And if it tastes great and it's inexpensive, that's what all Americans are looking for. But you're paying the price because you're losing your health. And you are doing it bite by bite by bite. Now that you know that, now it's your responsibility if you want. Everything in the world is a choice. Everything we do is based on choosing to do it or not to do it. Now you can choose to sin once in a while, to have that piece of cake or that dessert. I was in France recently and I spent a week there with my grandkids, had a fantastic time. And it was, "Grandpa, Grandpa, try this. This is really good. This is really good." I didn't. But I said, I'll save my dessert for the last day that we have our going away dinner. My going back to the States. My grandkids live in France, three, four hours south of Paris. So the last night, yes, I had creme brulee. Love it. But I wouldn't have it every day. I wouldn't have it every month. But there's times when it's special. And that really is special. You're enjoying it with your grandkids. You're enjoying it with your kids. You're enjoying it with your grandma or grandpa. That's what it's all for. But not to make it an everyday episode. That's when we pay the price. Food is the strongest medicine in all of medicines. It'll change your life. It'll change your health. You can abuse your body, and I'm not suggesting you do this, but you can eat junk for several decades and change your diet. And when you change your diet, that means you are now eating a very healthy diet of good proteins, meat, fish, duck, turkey, chicken, eggs, cream, butter, vegetables, fruits, maybe the Mediterranean diet, could be the paleo diet, and like mine, I follow the ketogenic diet. I find it to be the most effective for me. I do not tolerate any carbohydrates. So my carbohydrates are down to 20 to 40 grams of carbohydrates per day. Not per meal, per day. Now, the average American consumes 400 to 500 grams of carbohydrates and or sugar daily. 10 to 20 times more. And that's where the problem comes in. So we want to change the diet. As you change the diet, you're changing the chemical composition of the foods. You're not putting in nothing or non-nutritious food or the chemicals, the dyes, the colors, preservatives, all the other junk. Because all those are leaving a message for your cells to die over time. That's what aging is. Aging can be a very long period of time, gracefully, healthily, We're all going to die. But we can choose to extend that longevity longer. That period of longevity can be more healthy and longer and of a higher quality. We don't have to see cancer in kids or cancer 40s and 50s. Years ago, that was only found in the 80 and 90-year-old bracket of people. We're killing ourselves with the American diet. We are becoming weak, fat, obese, and lazy. And we can change all that. Natural food has the variety of chemicals, natural chemicals, vitamins, minerals, polyphenols, anthocyanidins, all these natural compounds that we find in natural food that talk to our cells as well. And it tells the cells to be well. It sends a message that our food talks to our cells. And it can change the quality of our cells. I've seen this over and over again. Cancer patients have only so many months or years to live. They may have even stage 3 and stage 4 cancer. But they include some supplements like curcumin, andrographis, grape seed extract, melatonin, boswellia, berberine. These are all natural cancer-fighting compounds. And the change of diet. For the ketogenic diet, go to this website. It's an excellent website that I recommend often to those people that are trying to put their life back together again. And you can. If you do the right things, you can improve the quality of your life and your health by making some very minor changes. Go to ketogenicdietresource.com. ketogenic-diet-resource.com. ketogenic-diet-resource.com. Good information of how to use the ketogenic diet to be well. And you can go to my website, terrytalksnutrition.com, and you'll find my diet also on my website that I suggest to follow, to give you the best opportunity to have the chemical components, the vitamins and minerals, the polyphenols, all these bioflavonoids and anthocyanidins that are there to improve the quality of our life. But we're not eating them unless you change your diet. If you're following the American diet, eat anything you want, fast food, junk, whatever. You're going to pay the price. And that's your choice. Not my choice, your choice. We all choose. And I'm not offended by your choice. It's your choice. It's your price you're going to pay. And it's up to you if you want to live better and have a heavier quality, better quality of life. And it's never too late. Oh, don't say, oh, I'm 75, it's too late. No. I've seen people change their lives, cancer, in their 70s and 80s, and turn it around. And even gone from a stage 4 cancer to a stage 1 cancer. Now they can fight it. And the doctors had given them up at stage 4 and said, just put your life in order so long. But someone got to them, maybe this radio show, maybe they read something, Maybe they read a book on how to treat cancer and prevent cancer with some of these herbal extracts. And it changed their life. It changed their thinking and made them understand that our food is either a blessing or a hindrance to the quality of our life. Hey, we got a lot more to do today. So we're going to be talking about our featured topic, Boswellia. Now, I talk a lot about curcumin, French grapeseed extract, and make sure it's French. Because if it's not French, it's probably Chinese. Andrographis, melatonin. And we don't hear very much about Boswellia. I'll spell it for you. B like in boy. O, S like Sam. W, E, L, L, I, A. A like apple. Boswellia. We'll talk about the benefits of Boswellia. And then we'll talk about two new studies on the prevention and treatment of prostate cancer. I'm sure somewhere along the line, or maybe frequently, I don't know, but I know people are taking ibuprofen. So how much ibuprofen is too much? Maybe in an emergency, maybe for a few days, but it's not the answer. There are natural pain-relieving herbal medicines, like curcumin, like Boswellia. And then I'll tell you another interesting story on propolis for IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. And then we'll talk about how leg pain, a lot of people complain about their legs. When leg pain is a sign of heart disease. Now, our liver is abused daily by junk, by sugar, by the wrong kinds of fats, by drugs, chemicals. The liver is the filtering organ in the body. It's got to take all this junk out of your blood, even including hormones. And now, there's some concern about how sugary drinks affect liver cancer. Sugary drinks. We'll talk about that too as well. But let's talk about Boswellia. What is it? Well, first of all, Boswellia is a tree that is native to India, northern Africa, and the Arabian Peninsula, with over 20 distinct species. Actually, the medicine of the tree is a resin, like a thick paste, syrupy. And it's derived from scraping the bark of the tree. It's like tapping a maple tree. When you tap a maple tree, you're going to have a flow of a syrup. And then you boil it down to make maple syrup. When they slash the bark of the tree, the tree bleeds a resin. And it actually runs down a little bit on the bark of the tree, and then it forms a drop. And these are called the teardrops of India. And they harden on the outside of the bark. They're scraped off the bark. They're pulverized into a powder. And then they're in a capsule form or a soft gel. And they're primarily standardized. They're extracted from the tree and standardized for a very powerful key compound, abbreviated as AKDA. AKDA. And then steam distilled when they want to produce the essential oil of boswellia, which is called frankincense. Boswell is a very unique anti-inflammatory. Boswellia acts on the 5-lux inflammation pathway. We have 2 pathways that can reduce pain. You might have heard of a drug, and they refer to it as a COX-2 inhibitor. It means it blocks the activity of the COX-2 enzyme or pathway. The COX-2 pathway produces prostaglandins. And when there is an excess of prostaglandins, that means we have a high level of inflammation. So when they inhibit the COX-2 pathway or enzyme, it reduces pain, reduces inflammation. Today, there is no drug that has yet been developed that can inhibit the 5-lux, L-O-X, L-O-X, 5-lux, inflammatory pathway. Boswellia is the most known inhibitor of the the 5-lux pathway. The 5-lux pathway produces leukotrienes. And when you have a high level of leukotrienes, you have pain and inflammation. And the 5-lux inflammatory pathway is incredibly difficult to manage. That's why there's no drug yet developed today that has an effect on the 5-lux pathway. But it involves many chronic diseases. Upper respiratory tract conditions, like asthma, bronchitis, allergies, sinusitis, COPD, gastrointestinal conditions, like IBS, IBD, Crohn's disease. Anything in the upper respiratory tract and also the lower gastrointestinal tract also has a huge effect on cancer and joint pain. Boswell does what NSAIDs can't do. NSAIDs, N-S-A-I-D-S, stands for non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. That stops inflammation on the COX-2 pathway, but they do nothing for the 5-lux pathway. This is why asthma isn't treated with ibuprofen. And NSAIDs have a lot of adverse effects. In fact, 25% of individuals using NSAIDs experience some type of side effects, adverse events. And as many as 5% develop serious health condition. Now here's some really key research on joint disease and boswellia. After treatment with Boswellia plus curcumin, a combination of the two herbs, found that 93% of people with arthritis of the knee could walk 1,000 meters versus just 85% in the drug treatment group. So the combination of curcumin and boswellia outperformed the drug. In the case of asthma and allergies, 70% of asthma patients treated with boswellia had improved lung function versus only 27% of participants in the control group. Colitis and any form of inflammatory bowel disease. 63% of patients with chronic diarrhea and colitis achieved remission after 6 weeks of boswellia treatment versus 26% in the placebo group. And even some tougher cases coming up, but I'm going to save that for just a moment. I see the hand on the clock is ticking up to the bottom of the hour. So we have to pause here for a few moments for the station to identify itself and to offer some commercials. So I'll give them time for that, but don't go away. We have another half hour of Terry Talks Nutrition. We'll come back and tell you more about boswellia. And then we'll go on to a couple of new studies on the prevention and the treatment of prostate cancer. And really, we talked about ibuprofen. How much is too much? We'll tell you that all in the next half hour of the program. So join us. This is Terry Naturally. Greetings, my friends. We're back with Terry Talks Nutrition. I'm Terry Naturally. We'll be here to the top of the hour, and we have a lot more information to share with you. We're talking about boswellia. Boswellia is not commonly referred to often. Many times it's curcumin. Curcumin does have its place because it actually affects more pathways of the body than any other form of herbal medicine. But boswellia has a very special and unique place in natural medicine. It affects the 5-Lux pathway, which is responsible for producing leukotrienes. And if you have an excess level of leukotrienes, you have more inflammation, more pain, especially of the joints. But boswellia works really, really well on arthritis and joint disease, asthma and allergies, all forms of upper respiratory tract conditions like bronchitis, sinusitis, COPD, all the conditions of the lungs. So when you think lungs, think boswellia. But also on the gastrointestinal tract, colitis, and all forms of inflammatory bowel disease, like chronic diarrhea, colitis, IBS, IBD. Actually, it turns around to a more healthy level of function of the intestinal tract and the upper respiratory tract and the gastrointestinal tract. But now, great studies now on cancer treatment and prevention. In a study of pancreatic cancer, exposure to AKBA, which is an abbreviation of the chemical marker in boswellia, natural, not synthetic, not man-made, nature-made. And this marker is a key compound in Boswellia, which suppressed pancreatic cancer cell formation by 50 to 90%. And also in an animal model of pancreatic cancer, animals receiving AKBA as a treatment had a 70% reduction in tumor size versus untreated animals. And for another study, researchers compared two different Boswellia extracts, one with a very low level of the key compound, AKBA, which is found at only 2% in the Boswellia. And then they found a high level of Boswellia containing 10% AKBA, so five times higher, to see which was the best absorbed and the best at reducing inflammation. The results: 5 milligrams of 10% AKBA was more effective than 40 milligrams of the 2% AKBA. The absorption, superior. 5 milligrams of the 10% AKBA was 8 times better absorbed than 40 milligrams of 2% AKBA. Just showing you that the quality of the material, quality of the ingredients, is far superior than doubling or tripling or increasing and multiplying the dosage. Quality works even better at a lower dosage than a high dosage of an inferior marker or inferior ingredient. So inflammation, 40 milligrams of 2% AKBA Boswellia reduced inflammation by 40%. Now this is a low quality Boswellia, while just 5 milligrams of a 10% high quality reduced inflammation by 44%. And then 40 milligrams of the 10% AKBA reduced inflammation by 75%. And here's some other additional testing. Boswellia for the treatment of arthritis. Animals were treated with a drug, methotrexate. The drug was not as effective as 10% of the AKBA Boswellia alone. Had about a 50% reduction in inflammatory symptoms. Combining the treatments led to a 63% reduction in inflammation of arthritis in the knee. So if you're suffering from joint pain, arthritis, Boswellia is superior and may be the heavy lifter for treating arthritis when it is treated with a combination of curcumin and Boswellia. So how do you know what to buy? That's the question. How to pick a superior Boswellia extract? Well, look for Boswellia extracts which are labeled to contain less than 5% beta boswellic acid, which can promote inflammation, not reduce it, Through research, scientists have found that there is a special boswellia acid called beta boswellic acid that actually causes more inflammation than reducing it. So choose a guaranteed boswellia from a reputable company. There are many unethical sources substituting cheap pine resin for boswellia. Unfortunately, boswellia is one of those natural medicines produced by nature, but adulterated, biked by man, not by nature, trying to reduce the price of boswellia. There's this theory that if my product is lower in price, I'll sell more. I'd rather sell a good quality, high price product to give results guaranteed. But not everybody else thinks that way. Some companies use a very poor quality of boswellia, spike it with pine resin rather than boswellia resin. In fact, a study in India found that 60% of the boswellia products analyzed contain extracts from plants not listed on the label, and 50% were contaminated and not effective. What is the best dosage? Usually 500 milligrams of boswellia in a soft gel capsule. Or you can also take a combination of boswellia with curcumin, which is another natural anti-inflammatory. And with boswellia, there are no known side effects. No known adverse effects. Very safe. Now, what about two new studies on the prevention and treatment of prostate cancer? A common cancer affects many men. Here's some research that shows the Mediterranean diet is ideal for the prevention of prostate cancer. That's why I want you to change your diet. You know, even if you want to lose weight, it doesn't make any sense to eat just less food of the junk you're eating. It's just less disastrous. So researchers tested plasma, the plasma levels of nutrients linked to prostate cancer risk in men with or without prostate cancer. They found that men with the lowest plasma levels of lycopene and selenium were at the highest risk of prostate cancer. Additionally, these men were most likely to experience adverse effects from prostate cancer treatment, especially radiation therapy. The Mediterranean diet features foods high in nutrients, and that's the kind of diet I want you to follow. I recommend. Now, my choice, I mean, I'm not choosing it because I already do choose my diet, but I offer you alternatives. Mediterranean diet, excellent. Paleo diet, excellent. Ketogenic diet, excellent. It features natural foods that are high in natural chemicals, natural nutrients, such as lycopene from tomatoes, grapes, peaches, food sources of selenium, eggs, nuts, fish, shellfish, and beef. Beef has almost 25 micrograms in a 6-ounce serving of ribeye as a source of beef. Beef is loaded with nutrients, good proteins, good fats, not harmful. So how should prostate cancer be treated? Well, according to new study reports, that for most men, the aggressive treatment of prostate cancer is not, and I am emphasizing not, necessary. Surgical removal of the prostate or high energy radiation therapy is not necessary. Studies started in 1999 and included more than 1,600 men ages 50 to 69 diagnosed with prostate cancer. In group one, had prostate removal surgery. That's one way of treating it. Group two, treated with radiation and hormone blocking drugs. Another form of treatment. Group three was monitored, active surveillance, just watching it. Eventually, 60% of this group did receive surgical radiation treatment. 40% never needed treatment. So the result of this 1999 study, 21 years later, roughly the same number of men in each group had died of prostate cancer. Delaying treatment did not change the risk of dying. So the conclusion by the researchers, they say aggressive therapy for prostate cancer can result in more harm than good and should only be reserved for high-risk cancer cases. Now, how can we develop a protocol for the natural prevention of prostate cancer? Well, after looking at all the research available, I think there are very, very effective nutrients, vitamins, herbal extracts that should be included in a natural prevention of prostate cancer. I would recommend vitamin D3, about 1,500 IUs of vitamin D3, plus 750 milligrams of curcumin, French grapeseed, pomegranate, and psilocybin daily. This would make this, I think this is a formulation that I would want to use to create a reduced risk and to prevent cancer from occurring. Now, we know curcumin blocks the spread of prostate cancer cells, makes prostate cancer cells more sensitive to radiation chemotherapeutic drugs. French grapeseed extract blocks inflammatory compounds associated with prostate cancer spreading. In a clinical study, men using French grapeseed extract were over 40% less likely to develop prostate cancer. Pomegranate. Now this, all this research is available on scientific websites. I just summarized what I found available. Pomegranate has been shown to kill prostate cancer cells. Kill prostate cancer cells. And slow the spreading of prostate cancer. Vitamin D3. A recent study found that men with low vitamin levels, D levels, were 4 to 5 times more likely to have aggressive prostate cancer than men with normal vitamin D levels. Silibin. Silibin is an extract, a key compound found in the plant milk thistle and in clinical cells, in cell studies. Exposure to silibin and other compounds from the plant milk thistle. You can find milk thistle almost everywhere. It's that prickly plant with the very beautiful purple top. And in that, there are a number of key compounds called silymarin and silibin. Well, silibin was used in several studies on prostate cancer. And some of the other compounds from milk thistle were also associated with up to 85% reduction, 85% reduction in prostate cancer cell death. I think you have a good idea how you may ensure a lower risk of having prostate cancer. You know, prevention is the cure. You don't have to cure something if you prevent it from happening. Prevention is so much easier, so less intrusive. And here's the formulation that has the best chance of lowering the risk of cancer over a lifetime. We talked about ibuprofen. How much ibuprofen is too much? We'll answer that. And should you look for an alternative to ibuprofen? Well, the brand names for ibuprofen, Advil, Motril, is one of the most popular drugs in the world. It is estimated a bottle of ibuprofen is sold every 3 seconds. Every 3 seconds. Ibuprofen is an NSAID, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. That's what NSAID stands for, N-S-A-I-D. Commonly used to relieve pain. The maximum recommended dosage is 800 milligrams daily. And long-term use has a list of side effects linked to ulcers, reduced kidney function, liver function, and heart disease. Pain expert, Dr. Jacob Teitelbaum, MD, notes that NSAIDs, like ibuprofen, cause 50,000 preventable deaths in the U.S. every year. 50,000 people would not have to die if they did not take NSAIDs for pain relief. And a 36% higher risk of heart attacks and stroke. Remember we talked about choices? You can choose or not choose. Everything is a choice. These drugs also cause 12,500 bleeding ulcers and death from those bleeding ulcers annually. So just from the use of NSAIDs like ibuprofen, you've got over 60,000 people dying that could have been prevented because it was their choice to take ibuprofen, and probably too much. Now, instead of ibuprofen, consider instead a combination of curcumin and boswellia, which we spent a lot of time on today, because boswellia has its place as an alternative medicine with great results, especially when you get a very high quality boswellia with no spiking or adulteration. And then curcumin and boswellia that has been researched in a blend of black sesame seed oil. In a comparison study, as an effective pain-relieving combination against NSAID drugs, this combination, curcumin, boswellia, and in a mixture of black sesame seed oil, had no significant side effects, no adverse events, was easy to take without any complications. Now here's a very interesting study, one I was very surprised. Propolis. I like to use propolis as a multi-antimicrobial. It kills fungal infection, viral infection, and bacterial infection. But now, a study found something very exciting. A study on 56 people with IBS took 900 milligrams of propolis or a placebo for 6 weeks. Patients were experiencing recurrent abdominal pain and constipation or constipation and diarrhea at least once a week. The result of this study, participants in the propolis group were 6 times more likely to see improvements in their IBS symptoms. They experienced a 34% reduction in total IBS score, 44% reduction in severity and frequency of abdominal pain, and 34% reduction in bloating. Propolis contains polyphenols. Remember I told you about polyphenols? They're so, so important for good health. They come from olive oil, wine, fruits, vegetables, berries. These polyphenols, plant compounds, which can reduce intestinal inflammation and boost the good bacteria in the intestines, which leads to a stronger intestinal wall. For best results, look for a purified propolis. Because as bees use propolis, in order for them to use it for their hive or colony, they mix beeswax and resin. But we can't digest the wax or the resin. So the wax should be removed, the resin as well, and any bee impurities have to be extracted, and it yields a more powerful concentrated extract, pure propolis. No beeswax, no bees resin. This gives you a high concentration of propolis. And with that, my friends, I'm out of time. But I'll be back here at 8 o'clock Central Time on Sunday morning. I'll be back here again. Now, this is something we need to study all the time, how to be healthier every day. God bless you, my friends, and God bless this great country.
Thank you for listening to Terry Talks Nutrition Weekly Show. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform, including Apple, Google, and iHeartRadio.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320.